Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about warning people that normally have a sweet spirit, but when get crossed in a certain area of life, act out of line. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 through 11, we won't read it, but it reminds us that each Christian is a steward of a spiritual gift, and he must use that gift for the glory of God and the edification of fellow believers. The Holy Spirit, again, uses the imperative to say, warn them. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, now we exhort you, we strongly urge you, brethren, warn them, imperative. That word warn means to admonish with reproof. Well, that's pretty strong, isn't it? We're to admonish with reproof. And who are we to admonish with reproof? Well, he tells us, the unruly. Now, the unruly are the rebellious who want to run things to suit themselves. They can have splendid dispositions as long as they have their way. It's that way in their marriage, as well as in their church and often on their jobs, regardless of what the Bible may say otherwise. When this old nature manifests itself, they need to be warned by brethren within the local church. When they see the careless out of line, they need to warn them. Some people have sweet spirits, but you take them, for example, bowling. And man, they can get mad. If they're bowling on a team, they can tell somebody off. Maybe they can get mad at the team that's beating them or one of their own players and just say, you're letting us down, and get mad and just start saying things to them. Golf course, boy, how many guys have just taken a club and thrown it? How many guys have gotten angry playing ball and got angry at a team, got angry over a foul or something of that nature? And say hurtful things to a team member, to a referee or somebody else. Well, isn't that a great testimony? Well, it's all right in the field of sports. No, it's not. No, it's not. Sports does not have priority over God and righteousness. And I know in this today's society, when men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, they disagree with that. But if they become lovers of God more than lovers of pleasures, they won't. Now, the word warn means to admonish with reproof, as we said. So they need to see how serious it is to not do according to the word and will of God. Now, let's just think of the story of David and Bathsheba. God could have moved immediately on David, confronted him with his sin, the very night he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and took care of everything. But God didn't. And a baby was born to that union and was allowed to live long enough for David to develop a strong love for the child. It was a strong enough love for David to fast for several days and pray and watch. But you see, the baby died. And David had to feel the love for that child and then the hurt of losing that child, to know the gravity of his sin towards God as well as toward others. And many times we say, oh yes, we know it's wrong, but we really don't see the seriousness of our sin. Now, the word unruly in that day was used in Greek society to refer to someone who doesn't show up for work. Now, in the ministry of what Christ calls my church, the local church, it is unruly not to show up, and not to do the call of God. Any church that is winning souls, that's preaching the word without compromise, will be attacked by the devil from without and from within. When people start doing the call of God for their life, and they stop showing up for church, start cutting off Wednesday night or some other service, they need those that are closest to them to warn them, admonish them with reproof. Because again, the church that preaches the word, does not compromise it, is going to be attacked. The attacks from without we expect. The ones that hurt are the attacks from within. And those attacks within will lead to disorderly conduct, even among Christians. And that is why they must be warned. They must be rebuked. They must be disciplined. The unfortunate truth is that regardless of how sanctified, dedicated, and consecrated one may be, this old nature still within us must be buffeted and crucified daily. It must be starved and policed. It must not be by any Christian laity or elders. It must not be fought with the idea that I'm going to remove that little splinter out of your eye when we have a beam in our own eyes. Yes, the one that reproves, the one that warns the unruly, must not be unruly himself. Now, we're not only to warn, but a saved people who are members of the local church Jesus Christ calls my church, we need to watch. Watch for the feeble-minded by comforting them. Now, most commentaries used the word faint-hearted for feeble-minded. I looked for its use and found that it refers to those who are of limited mental capacity. Someone who is not necessarily retarded, but slow, mentally slow, not average. Now, although limited, we are enjoined to encourage them and not to ignore them. I had a college professor that was really just a very godly man and learned a lot under his teaching ministry. I even had him to preach in my church. He had an IQ of over 160. Now, that's genius. That's considered a genius. Now, I've never had that problem. But when this teacher was in the ninth grade, a counselor told his mother that they might want to send him to a trade school to learn how to work with his hands because the counselor thought that he would never be able to do college work. Well, that lady may have been an expert, but she was really wrong in that one. As a matter of fact, that same young man who was my professor graduated from the Christian university that he attended, the youngest ever at that time, with a Ph.D. But, you know, I got to thinking about that high IQ of his. The distance between his intellect, a genius, over 160, and an IQ of 50. Man, that's a great distance. I mean, you think of somebody who is mentally retarded. And him. Wow, is that a great distance. But you know what? That distance is not even a speck as compared to the distance between God and that man who is a genius. It's not even a close comparison. Now, God's great love is seen as he wants us to care for those who are mentally slow. Now, I believe that this word refers to the mentally slow, not necessarily the retarded in our text. But I do want you to know, God cares for the retarded, and he wants them handled with care, love, and dignity. And he does not want us to make fun of them, and to misuse them or abuse them. And if you have children or grandchildren and they're making fun of these kind of people, you rebuke it and rebuke it very sharply and you let them know that the consequences will be even much greater if you ever catch them doing it again. Now, the Greek word here in our text has the idea of, again, mentally slow, but it's the only place this Greek word appears in the New Testament. So the feeble-minded are mentioned and remembered, but the command is imperative. And in that it's imperative, it shows us then that this command is important to God. So the feeble-minded and weak will need to be comforted. They need a stimulant. They need to be stirred, built up, pushed on, while the disorderly and unruly need to be rebuked. You see, the feeble-minded cannot be self-confident, nor can they be over-proud. Then we are also to watch for the weak by supporting them. Now, I believe that the first thing that the weak refers to are people who are weak in body, be it from sickness, age, or some other type of an infirmity. Jesus went about and he healed. Sometimes people will do something good for someone after they're out of the hospital. And we should. But what about someone who has continuing needs and there is no family? Would you make the commitment to look after them since God allowed you to see it? It may be someone in your own neighborhood. Now, just as an unruly person can ruin the testimony of a church and be a reproach to the name of Christ, when we leave faithful Christians alone that need us particularly, that might just be as much a reproach in God's sight. See, God gives you the ability to do this and the opportunity. Be sure to follow up. Now, when he says support the weak, it means to cleave to them. Hold firmly. That's why it was talking about those that were weak in body, to help them walk, or help them up. And this tells us we need to bear one another's burdens. It also tells us to see people who are despondent and weak in the faith, who've been wounded, and to lift them up in word and doctrine. Speak to them. Shake their hands. Encourage them. Invite them over. Be a friend. If not, they're liable to become the casualties, the ones who you used to see there, but now they're gone. They're the ones God helped you to see that are weak. You see, that is your part in the outward look of the local church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.